This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are on our Spotlight Connections, and we're talking with Martin Trice from North Shore Community College, and we're talking about a training program for machinists and other skills. And well, first of all, Dr. Trice, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, we have some notes up on this post on the program, but tell us its beginnings, its origins, if you will.
Yes, thank you, Bill. The program was created about 4 years ago with the intent of trying to attract men and women into the field of manufacturing, and particularly those that were either unemployed or underemployed, and open up opportunities for a really significant long-term career. The issue with manufacturing in the U.S. is simply there are more people retiring out of the field than are going into it. And so at the national level, it's actually becoming a crisis of trained workers. So try to address that here in the Northeast, north of Boston, the GE Foundation has stepped up and created a partnership, a coalition, with a number of players, including North Shore Community College, Mass Hire, and Essex Tech and Gloucester High School, to be able to train. The goal was originally to train over 900 workers over the next 3 years. And so that's our work and what we've been doing for some time now, and it's going really well.
I can remember dealing with a high school, technical high school, not one of the ones you just mentioned, but maybe a little over a decade ago, and they had a machine program. It wasn't all that popular, but the jobs, wasn't that popular with students at the time, but I think it was growing because the jobs were there for those kinds of skills.
No question. Yeah, and it's only grown. Each year, it becomes more and more of an issue, and I'm very impressed, frankly, of the efforts of the GE Foundation. So this program isn't intended simply as a way of attracting people to the GE Corporation. And in fact, we tell students or potential students that this is unlikely that they'll go straight to GE Corporation because such a massive operation there that they want people with a little bit more experience before coming there. So they really looked, as a foundation, saw this as a way of generally helping the whole industry here in North Shore of Boston.
All right, so how does this work? What we have here is it starts August 8th. So, you know, what do people have to do prior to August 8th, and then what happens on August 8th and so on?
Yes, so the program is actually designed in two parts. So the first part of the program is 4 weeks long, and it is designed what we call a foundational math skills and study skills class. It's with a live instructor. It is entirely online, but we found early on that students were coming to us, and most are older students that are looking at mid-year career change or looking for advancement. They may be already in manufacturing but want to move up in their job. But it's been a while since they had math, particularly people moving into this out of another sector. So math is such a significant part of, obviously, the world of manufacturing that we've offered this class. And so the students take 4 weeks of math for manufacturing, really get back up to speed with what they need. And then if they do well in that program, then they transition to the hands-on training. That starts on September 10th. At Essex Tech in the machine shop. And this is training in both the manual and CNC lathe machines.
The Gloucester connection or the Gloucester High School connection would be what for those classes? I'm thinking the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, so the first 4 weeks is online, entirely online. That's okay. The Math for Manufacturing Study Skills program. The two high schools operate in different schedules, so probably this is good to know. We offer essentially three cohorts of classes throughout the year. This one in the fall, or the one that starts in August and continues into September, that program will run through February. and then and that's going to be at Essex Tech. We run a second Essex Tech cohort that starts in March, that ends in the essentially June or into July. Then June, and then in the summertime we offer a program at Gloucester High School, and so there's three different cohorts and with both Gloucester High School and Essex Tech. So this one is just for Essex Tech, this class that we're recruiting for.
Yeah. Martin, I know you kind of touched on this, but maybe just to be a little clearer, the type of person that would be enroll in this, would this be somebody already in high school, out of high school? I think you've already kind of answered that, but maybe you could clear that up a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's true. The students have to be at least 18 years old. So, yes, they are coming, some cases are coming directly out of high school, but the vast majority of our students going through the program are adults, folks who are already into jobs or careers, but the age range is quite wide. We have students, as I said, from 18. We had one student that was 66 years old and wanted to make the move into manufacturing. So it really is quite wide ranging.
And another thing you did touch on this, but I'm maybe just a little more specific since we have the time, is what is the career outlook, if you will, or job outlook in this field right now in this area?
Extraordinary. We have over 300 manufacturers just on the North Shore of Boston. The need is so great. Our track record of our cohorts going through the program has been 80 to 90%, even during the COVID years, of job placement. And frankly, it would be even higher. In most cases, the students who aren't making the move directly out of our training into employment are based on their own decision because of life situations or whatever. But employers, because of the history that we have, the kinds of quality students that we're producing, our instructors, the connections that Mass Hire has made with the variety of employers here on the North Shore, they are eager to hire our students out of this program.
So if people are listening, hearing all of this, and are interested, I know we're going to put a link up on our website, but give us a linkage that people need to kind of log in and do this kind of work.
So the easiest thing to do is to contact my colleague, Susan Ryan, and it's simply an email. It's sryan@northshore.edu. And Susan will, because of our timing, Susan can be able to contact you directly and walk you through the next steps. It's very easy. The process doesn't require a whole lot of steps. So if people are interested, they can just contact Susan. We will have two more information sessions, so I can mention that, if they are interested in pursuing this and want more information. That can happen by going to, going to the link for the website that you'll publish. But we'll have our next two information sessions on Tuesday, the 2nd of August at noontime, 12 o'clock noon. And then our second one will be Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And this is, again, a Zoom link. And the email to Susan will get you all you need to know to be able to log into those programs.
And we will get her email up there as well. I think I have that separately somewhere. So I can pop that up there as well on the post. So that should be pretty easy for folks to do that in this world of copy and pasting, right?
Okay. That's right. That should work. Very good.
Well, just give me, Martin, just tell me a little bit more about yourself, some of your work, maybe as a kind of a wrap-up thing here. Some of the things that you've done and that you've been involved with and your interests and, the impact that you're making in the area.
Well, I'm a career educator and have been working closely with North Shore Community College for about 3.5 years now. Started actually with my wife. My wife's been an instructor at North Shore for 7 years, and so I've known folks there for a long time, and they needed help with writing curriculum. So that's how I initially came on, and then the opportunity for the grant came forward, and so the dean came my way and asked if I'd be interested, and absolutely. I know how incredibly valuable this opportunity is. I mean, it literally changes lives. Bill, I could send you or give you a whole other story about testimonies of students of how this has just revolutionized what their life is, what it was and what it is now. So it's pretty remarkable work.
Well, and I'm sure very rewarding as well, because the value of the community college is making sure that programs offered at the community college matched the job market, so to speak. And this seems like if you had a description of that kind of goal or intent for a college, man, this program fits that. That's for sure.
100%. I mean, it really does. It addresses the grave concern in education, and that is providing equity, providing opportunities for men and women that may have been marginalized in the past. And a program like this, where it's completely free, removes those historic barriers that have prevented them from having these kind of rewarding careers.
Yeah. And, I'm also glad, Martin, you used the word equity in this context, because that's a fantastic way of using the term equity, which gets thrown around a lot. But this is exact application of the word equity for sure. Yeah.
No question. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just as a sidebar, we've recognized early on that there were two in addition to finances being a major hurdle. We found that there were a number of people that were interested but didn't have a high school diploma, and so that became a significant barrier to move into this kind of employment. And the other were men and women who lacked the degree of English skills that they needed. And so we actually spun off separate programs, what we call contextualized classes. So we offer a contextualized HISET class. That's essentially the same as a GED, with the intent of helping students achieve their high school diploma while they're getting exposure. So it's not the same training, but they're getting exposure to the field of manufacturing while they work on their GED or HISET. And the same is true for a contextualized ESL class. So we help students work through a relatively traditional ESL program, but it's contextualized, so the readings and such are contextualized to manufacturing. Mm-hmm. So again, it removes other barriers that have been preventing men and women going into this field.
Yeah. Martin, great information. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us as kind of a concluding thought, open-ended, something I might not have asked you about, or you want to share, or something that got kind of triggered something that you want to share with us?
Well, I would just say that, again, if anyone is considering a move to look at a different field, I could not encourage them more strongly than to look in the field of manufacturing. If things are significantly different, maybe than what they imagined of a machine shop, computers have revolutionized everything, and certainly has done so with manufacturing. Opportunities for both men and women. There's significant numbers of women going into this field, more so than ever before. And honestly, to have a program as strong as this is, the kind of quality instructors that we have, and to provide this absolutely free for students is something I'm glad you're doing this, Bill, and we just want to get the word out and to encourage them to consider this.
Well, again, thank you for taking some time to join us, and best of luck with the program, and hopefully some folks are hearing this, and we'll be contacting and getting involved with this, because it's a great opportunity to take a look at and maybe pass the word on to somebody in your circle of friends or associates or whatever. So, Martin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Take care. Dr. Martin Trice with us from North Shore Community College. I'm Bill Newell on our Spotlight Connections on MSONewsSports.com.